Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
This episode covers the Urban Parks and Forestry Board meeting from June 25, 2026, where the board heard a biannual update on Sunset Hills Cemetery and received preliminary data from the consultants drafting the city's updated urban forest management plan, including a recommended 12% canopy cover goal and a proposed timeline for reducing Bozeman's ash tree population.
The cemetery presentation came from Shane Serber, the city's cemetery coordinator, who has worked at Sunset Hills for over 34 years. He described the cemetery as 73 acres currently in use, with roughly 55 additional acres available for future expansion. The facility handles about 145 burials per year, and Serber noted that the ratio of cremation to casket burial has essentially flipped since he started, from about 80% casket to a majority cremation now.
One of the larger ongoing projects is the Southwest Montana Veterans Cemetery, which Serber said has been in development for about 6 years. Two 240 niche columbariums have been installed, and 34 spaces are now filled. Ground was broken this week on a lower tier for in-ground ash burial with 4x4-foot lots. Serber said the goal is to make the burial process free or near free for veterans and their families.
Board member Paige Lisowski asked about long-term capacity. Serber said the cemetery has enough undeveloped land, including a roughly 25-acre parcel south of the veterans section, that he didn't think space would be exhausted in any current lifetime, though expansion requires installing water mains and roads. Staff liaison Mitch Overton added that a perpetual care fund receives a portion of every lot sale to cover future maintenance costs once the cemetery is no longer generating revenue from new sales.
On pricing, Serber said a full-size lot runs about $1,865, an ashes lot about $1,150, and a columbarium niche around $900. Board member Joe Cartwright asked whether revenue covers operations, and Serber confirmed the cemetery remains subsidized by the city's general fund. Prices increased 2-3% each July 1st.
The second major item was the Urban Forest Management Plan work session, the third of five planned sessions with the DJ&A consultant team. Project manager Josh Elliott noted this was informational. No vote was requested.
Consultant Hannah Coons presented key takeaways from a public survey that drew 137 respondents over 3 weeks. The majority of respondents were homeowners over age 55 who had lived in Bozeman more than 20 years, which the team flagged as a gap in reaching younger and renter demographics. Board member Terry Lumsden suggested paid social media ads to reach younger residents. Commissioner Allison Sweeney recommended outreach to the Tenants Union and the Sunrise Climate Organization.
On substance, the survey found general support for maintaining existing trees and increasing plantings, with concern about mature tree removal. Opinion split on city involvement with private trees. About 40% supported and 40% opposed a permit requirement for removing certain trees on private land, with the remainder neutral or unsure. There was broader agreement on the desire for tree care education.
Consultant Matt Ermson from Planet Geo presented inventory data. Bozeman manages 28,459 public trees, with 59% in the smallest diameter class, reflecting recent planting. Ash trees make up 22% of the public inventory, down from 47% in 2016, but still exceed the industry guideline that no single genus should represent more than 20%. And since nearly all the ash trees are one species, green ash, the 10% species threshold is also exceeded.
The team recommended a canopy cover goal of 12% over 20 years, up from a current baseline of about 9.8%. Industry guidelines suggest 18-20% for grassland cities, but the consultants said that target wasn't realistic given Bozeman's climate, pest risk, staffing, and planting capacity. Reaching 12% would require about 871 new trees planted per year. Cartwright asked, why not aim for 18%? Ermson said EAB risk, current maintenance needs, and capacity constraints all factored into the recommendation, and Elliott noted the goal could be reassessed when the plan is next updated, in 10 years.
On Emerald Ash Borer, Ermsen said EAB has not been confirmed in Montana, but has been detected in North Dakota, Oregon, and Colorado. The consultants recommended a phased approach. Prioritize removal of poor condition ash trees, evaluate fair condition trees for improvement, and preserve healthy, high-value ash. Cortan noted the ecosystem benefits data showed green ash contributing substantial carbon sequestration and pollution removal, and Ermsen clarified that those numbers were driven by the sheer number of ash trees in the inventory, rather than per tree superiority.
Overton closed with a staff update. The Bozeman splash pad was set to open the following day after an intensive testing period. He also noted upcoming construction at Bogart Pool, the Southwood Park ribbon cutting, and the completed Audubon bird survey at the Bikeville site.
The board's next meeting is the fourth Thursday in July, when members expect to receive the draft Urban Forest Management Plan for review. This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.